What's up, what's up? It's your favorite sex and relationship coach, aka the Pussy Fairy, Azaria Menezes. So obviously you've landed on the juiciest podcast if you're listening to Getting Intimate. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you have a pussy or you're a mom or you're in a relationship and you're looking to increase that pleasure and orgasm factor in the bedroom with yourself, with your body or in your relationship, or maybe you just want your pussy wet and your relationships to be the cherry on top of your Sunday sex ice cream, listen to this podcast. I'll be sharing all of my knowledge, all of my ideas, my experiences, and thoughts on this podcast with you so that you can invite new perspectives and way more sensual excitement into your life. As always, try anything I say on for size and see what you like and leave the rest. Let's get intimate. Welcome back to another episode of Getting Intimate. Okay, so this episode might be particularly exciting for you if you're in a relationship, or maybe you're seeing someone, or maybe you have a lover, or maybe there's somebody you want to deepen your intimacy with. Like, actually, this practice can be done with kind of anyone that you want to connect with more. It's one of my favorite practices, and I'm sharing this today because I am inspired by my recent launch of the 14 Days to Hotter Intimacy ebook that I just launched. Yay! So exciting. And I wanted to share one of the practices from that ebook in the podcast today, and I wanted to create an opportunity for you to experience it as a guided audio practice so that you can take it into your life and have fun with it as well. So just a quick little info on the 14 Days to Hotter Intimacy ebook. Essentially, it is an ebook with 14 practices. I take you through 14 days of juicy practices where you really get to deepen your connection, not only in intimacy, but also it's like heart opening and sensual and sexy. And there's some vulnerability practices in there. These are all practices that are super easy, super simple, but so powerful in deepening intimacy and deepening that connection with each other. Obviously, I'm not going to make it easy for you. So there is a little bit of a twist in this 14 Days to Hotter Intimacy ebook. It's so fun. I can't wait for those of you who are like, fuck yes, this is something I need in my life to purchase it. It's only $27 Canadian. I think that's like $22. I mean, you get all of these practices and it's just so fun to just have another tool to use, right? Like after the 14 days, you can actually use all of these practices separately and implement them into your life. So back to our practice that we're doing today on the podcast. This is a day four practice. Okay, so disclaimer, day four is still very mild, still very tame. It's not super spicy because as you remember, the practices get spicier and spicier as the days come along. And like day four is like baby steps, right? So this is a beautiful practice for you to do with your partner in the evening or in the morning or just whenever you're needing that connection. I find that doing it naked is so yummy. But doing it clothed can be something that you can do kind of with anyone that you want to deepen your intimacy with. I hope that you feel really connected and are really like in this cocoon of like melting and enjoying your lover if you do practice it. And if you want to purchase the 14 Days to Hotter Intimacy ebook online, you can totally go ahead and either go to my website or just click the link in the show notes below. But other than that, here's your practice. Enjoy. I've created this with so much love and I can't wait for you to experience the intimacy that such a simple and easy practice can bring. All right, here we go. Welcome to your belly-to-belly breathing practice. So this is a really grounding, nourishing, connecting practice. You're going to get into a position where your lower bellies are touching. Yab yum. So yab yum is where there's one partner at the bottom in a seated position. One partner sits on top of the partner in the seated position, right in between their legs. They wrap their legs around their partner's body and have the soles of their feet touching. So this is called yab yum. You can also do this spooning. So one partner's belly to the other partner's back and the big spoon reaching around and touching the little spoon's belly. You can also do this practice embracing. So you're laying down face to face with your bellies touching, Or you can do this standing across from each other so that your bellies are gently touching. Make sure your timer is prepared for 5 minutes. You can either choose to gaze in each other's eyes or keep your eyes closed, whatever is feeling the best option for you on that day. So you really want to synchronize your breath and breathe softly into your bellies. And as you inhale, your bellies will touch with a little more pressure. And as you exhale, your bellies will still be connected, but with a relaxation and softening. So I want to invite you to inhale. Take a big, nice, ripe, full breath in. Allow your bellies to touch. Imagine your body expanding as you inhale. And as you exhale, bringing your bellies back to their original position, still lightly touching, and allow the air to leave your body and notice the dropping of your shoulders. Notice that sinking into the ground. Really beginning to synchronize your breaths. During this process, you're inhaling together with your full focus on your bellies and exhaling to let your bellies relax. Inhale. And exhale. I want to invite you to notice what's happening in your body, what's happening in your thoughts. Maybe you're a little distracted, maybe your mind keeps wandering, maybe you're wanting to laugh. Just notice all the ways your mind is pulling you into this distraction and out of the present moment. Maybe you're trying to avoid eye contact. Maybe you're trying to avoid being present in the moment. And I want to invite you, when you witness these thoughts, and if you witness these thoughts or feelings arise, just to come back and focus on your belly. Focus on your partner. If your eyes are open, focus on their gaze. Bring your attention to your breath. As you inhale, notice the fullness of your breath. And as you exhale, noticing the softness. Let yourself feel and keep your awareness in your lower bellies. So paying attention to any sensations, emotions that are coming up. Give yourself acceptance and permission to feel whatever you're feeling or not feeling as much as you can. And give your partner the same permission and acceptance. As you keep breathing, dropping that breath deeper and deeper into your bellies, dropping your awareness deeper and deeper into your bellies, inviting that rich, full breath. If there's any crying or any anger or any numbness or any fear, give it permission
and allow it. Just allow everything to surface. But keep breathing. Keep staying connected to each other, belly to belly.
And that's a wrap on another episode of Getting Intimate. I hope you got exactly what you needed today in this podcast and that you can find more ways to bring more juicy connection to yourself, your relationships, your body, and your sexuality. I hope you're feeling inspired, and I want you to remember, take what feels really yummy and ditch the rest. Everything I'm offering on this podcast is in service of your greatest pleasure and thriving. And as the Pussy Fairy, it's my duty to bring you more exquisite pleasure. If you want to get in touch, come find me on my website at www.azariamenezes.com. And I have tons of ways you can work with me. You can say hi, or you can even ask a question. I would be so happy to hear from you. You can also subscribe to my email for a juicy gift, and come find me on Instagram at azaria.menezes. Either way, I'm sending you all the juicy vibes for your week ahead.